Welcome to His Time, your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and we begin our morning with selections from Psalm 38. It's verses 1 to 3, 9 to 11, and 21 to 22. It's a rather long psalm, a penitential psalm, a psalm of remorse and repentance. David writes, O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength fails me. And the light of my eyes, it has also gone out from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. It's hard to know what the circumstances of this particular psalm were. It could have been the occasion of David's sin with Bathsheba. It could have been some other time in his life where a mistake, an error, a misstep led him to a situation where he was put before danger, where his own actions left him in jeopardy and in fear. And so he feels God angry at him. That's the starting point. But he also feels that man is angry with him too. And this would make sense, of course, with the Bathsheba situation, right? Because he has to be confronted by the prophet who accuses him, condemns him, and leaves him with a bit of a punishment, quite a curse, in fact, that his son would die. But then there are also these enemies who are speaking of him poorly, his kin, his own family, that is looking for a way to undo him. And so what does he do? Even though he knows God is angry at him, even though he knows he deserves God's wrath, he still turns to the Lord because he knows also that the Lord prefers mercy to wrath, that he does not turn away those who seek him, that he does not will the death of the wicked, but would rather have him come to a knowledge of the truth. And so he says, Lord, I know you're angry, I get it, and I deserve it, but rebuke me not. Don't discipline me harshly. The word there really means punishment, right? To cause some vast pain. He says, my guilt is already enough. I feel the arrows of your spirit sinking into my heart and my flesh. Your hand is heavy upon me. I know what I did. I know it was wrong. The good that I would do, I did not do. The evil that I would not do, that is exactly what I have achieved. And so I know there's no soundness in my flesh now, both from itself and because of your righteous indignation that I deserve. There is no health in my bones. The wages of my sin is death. I know that full well. But, O Lord, all my longing is before you. I know you're my hope. You're all I got. That faith, that's the only righteousness I have. And it isn't mine. It's yours. It belongs to you. And I know you see me. I know that nothing is hidden from you. I know you know that I believe because you're the one that's put that faith in me. And so as my heart is throbbing, as my strength is failing, as the light of my eyes goes out for me, as I don't know how to go on anymore, friends, companions, plagues, family, all of it, leaving me, harming me, giving me nothing but despair, Lord, I ask you not to forsake me. You're my God. Be close. You're my God. Make haste to help me. Hurry with your salvation. Quicken yourself to quicken me. O Lord, I know I deserve it, but rebuke me not. Forgive me instead.